Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. It's Friday, November 8th, 2019, and I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom. We're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our topic today, developing a mindset of success. First, let's define both. Mindset is essentially your attitude. Success, well, that's a little more difficult. And success is different from one person to another. Drop the notion, if you will, for a moment that success means you drive a Lamborghini. No, that means you are either very wealthy or very in debt. There are a lot of folks out there driving Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Bugattis, who think they're successful because society defines success by the money in your bank account. Newsflash, there are a lot of wealthy people out there who give the appearance of having everything and being successful, so they believe. But when they look into the mirror, they see a miserable person, devoid of happiness, and the only friends they have are those who like them because of the money they have and what they can do for them. We've all heard the stories of miserable millionaires and billionaires. Money won't buy you happiness, and that's not the definition of success we're looking for today. A fancy job does not make you successful. A fancy house doesn't make you successful. Things, aka possessions, won't make you successful. Now, society may want you to think otherwise, but those shiny things you have will fade. They will rust, they'll lose your luster over time, and they just become things that you can't give away at a neighborhood garage sale. Things will not buy happiness. How about popularity? Is that success? What a few minutes of the spotlight can do for somebody, right? Believing you're important, people following you. Well, I have 5,000 followers on my Snapcrackle page. And that makes you what? Successful? Not so much. Stop buying into society's definition of success or social media's attempts to influence and manipulate you like a puppet on a string. How about those constant flows of pictures that inundate the smartphones of our teens from quote-unquote influencers as they display their success through pictures of cars, food, places they're visiting, sitting on planes, getting ready to leave for Bora Bora, and we wonder why teen suicide keeps going up. Could the feelings of inadequacy and, listen for it, a lack of success be a contributing factor? I say yes. Listen up, teenagers. A large percentage of those influencers you follow are miserable and insecure, and I assure you, they don't have it all together. Stop looking at what others have. And stop comparing yourself to others. Want to know what true success is? True success is happiness. True success is contentment. True success is having real friends who you talk to in person. People who care about you and you care about them. Friends are there when you need them and you're there for them. People you laugh with. People you cry with. People who value you for who you are and not what you can do for them. The operative word is true. That's a friend. Don't accept social media's definition of a friend. True success is being a man or a woman of character, an honesty, integrity, a person of honor. True success is being a person filled with gratitude. True success is being a courageous person. True success is being a person who cares about others, a compassionate person. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't care about your fellow man, if you don't value others, then you're a failure in life. True success is being a person who helps others. True success is being a person who values humanity and understands that people matter. True success is being a kind person, someone who smiles, someone who's happy, engages others, doesn't complain or criticize. True success is knowing what's important in life. For me, faith, family, and friends, in that order. And all others are somewhere down the line. True success comes from deep inside. It's not on the surface. You can make almost anything look, or any person look good on the outside. I'm asking what's in the inside. What makes up who you are? Do you have friends? Do you have friends who care about you? Do you care about them? Do you have family members who love you? Do you have food on your table? Do you have a bed to sleep in? It's about time that we all take a long look in the mirror and ask ourselves, who that person is looking at us and what's inside. What's the DNA makeup? Is it real or is it a facade meant to let others think that you have it all together? Want success in life? Take the time to do a little bit of self-reflection today and look at who you are and who you may have become. Ask yourself what's important to you and ask yourself if you're being the best person you can be every day. Ask yourself who you really are when no one's watching. And if you need to change, then do it. How about that mindset stuff? Have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful you woke up today. Have an attitude of positivity. Find the bright side of whatever situation you're in today. Have an attitude of kindness. Have an attitude of humility. Stop posting pictures of your dinners, your trips, your cars, or whatever on social media. That's part of the problem, my friends. Another long podcast altogether. Stop asking for others to validate you on social media by constantly posting pictures of yourself. Your value is not determined by others. Have some integrity, folks. Have some manners. Respect others, compassion, patience. Want a mindset of success? Take up these virtues. Find your inner peace. Many people are just empty inside, and they could use a bit of spiritual fulfillment. Get some. Want a good book? Pick up a Bible. We need a spiritual awakening in this country, and we need people to turn to God. Our society is in a tailspin. Corrupt politicians and corrupt media are telling us they have it under control. No, they're driving the car off the cliff, and we're just along for the ride. Every politician in D.C. needs to be replaced with people of value and integrity. Sorry, got off script a bit. So what's in your mindset? You want success? Then you can find it. It's right in front of you. And you can do this. You can do this. Connect with someone today. Engage with your fellow humans. Make some new friends. Help someone out today. Go visit a friend. Put your smartphones down and slow down. Enjoy life. Success in life is not about how much stuff you can accumulate. It's about how many lives you can touch for good along the way. Check your mindset today and make today and every day the best day you can possibly make it. Here's to your success. Until next week.